If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150, raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the streams is go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, by the way, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. You can also find Whispering Dragon Center. You can find both of us on Facebook, but on the Animal World Facebook page, you can find a picture of Jude and Paul Ponton and their Accutonic forks and stuff here in the studio. And we are actually just getting rolling on this session, and apologize to those of you that are continuing to try to call. Mike did not have time during the top of the hour to reboot the phones. So he has left the studio now and has gone into the dungeons of the workings or the behind the scenes. I have no idea where he goes to do this, but he's gone somewhere to reboot the phone system. So we are just going to chat away here until that happens. Oh, so the yeah, all right. So he's wherever he is, he's doing it now because my computer screen just went black. So that means he must have pushed the button or did whatever, you know. I don't know what he has to do, but it's working now, and the screen is black. So that means that it's probably in its rebooting stage. And once it gets back, then we'll line up the phone calls again, and when we bring the first caller on, we'll all think positive and say a little prayer. And yes, St. Francis, if you can work out the phone lines, that would be, get the phone guys of the white light to straighten things out here. And then we will be able to get to phones. And I promise you, your phone calls will take priority, and we will be sure that everybody gets taken care of. So that's kind of where we are at this stage of the game. Jude and Paul, we've talked briefly about, you know, the harmonic energy shifting and so forth. But now, both of you, Jude, you are a chiropractor and an acupuncturist by trade.
Yes.
Paul is also an acupuncturist.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys, you don't use a lot of needles anymore, and you don't do traditional cracking type chiropractic. So tell us a little bit about what it is that you guys do.
Well,
and how you work.
Yeah, the chiropractic work that I do is sort of energetically based, and it's kind of my version of several different things that I learned chiropractically, along with some Chinese medicine assessment kinds of things. And you know, it's based on sacrooccipital technique and craniosacral therapy, but there's a lot of sort of other stuff that's kind of oozed its way in as I've worked over
thirty years.
Yeah,
more.
I mean, so
Years of experience in all of
this. So mostly, I mean, we work with the body's natural tendency to self-correct, and so they're just little kind of nudges that you need to provide. I use little wedges sometimes, and I use an activator. I use pressure and breathing, and sometimes I just work in
every once in a while she hits me.
I've never hit you.
Well, you know, you've like sucked my shoulder.
So there's a little crude but effective shoulder adjustment.
Yeah.
But so based on very easy repositioning kinds of things, and
it's much more subtle and gentle than the cracking type manipulation,
and less stressful to the ligamentous system, which is the supporting system for all of the joints, and always with chiropractic, because sound has become so much a part of what we do and how we live, we always include a little bit of sound with the chiropractic work that we do. We use some tuning forks and some bowls to help support the chiropractic adjustment, to bring people into that kind of vibrational alignment along with the structural alignment. It makes their adjustments easier. It makes them stabilize better, that kind of stuff.
Cool. And I can absolutely testify to how fantastic Jude's version of chiropractic is, because I went to traditional chiropractors for, I don't know, 20 or 30 years before Jude started doing my chiropractic. And I really liked my chiropractors. I enjoyed going in. And I went in fairly, you know, on a regular basis for a while, and until things, you know, got kind of more balanced and stable. And then I would go in, always went in on a regular basis, no less frequently than once a month, and sometimes every other week, sometimes every week, sometimes more than that if there's something going on. But what I learned through all of that is that the issues that I had never really went away. And I always needed the same adjustments in my neck and my back, you know, and my lower back, and always needed the same adjustments. And it wasn't until I started seeing Jude and she started working on me. Now, I have to say, I went through an adjustment period, mm-hmm. because my body missed being cracked, mm-hmm. and I felt like I needed to be cracked. But you explained to me that just because my body missed it doesn't necessarily mean that it was a good thing. And that cracking, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but that cracking kind of manipulation was strained the ligaments and so forth, and keeps things loose, so they can't like balance and stabilize.
Well, if you do too much of it.
Yeah, and all chiropractic works. All of it is effective in helping to realign. And for some people, the more dynamic kinds of chiropractic are you know, work pretty okay. But repeated kind of stresses to the joints, and especially with some people whose ligaments may have a tendency constitutionally to be a little bit, you know, weaker or like that, then less dynamic, less forceful adjustments with, you know, with a lot of support can be on the long haul a little bit more lasting and effective. So, I mean, it's not to sort of downplay the efficacy of other kinds of chiropractic, but for me, over the years in my work, I've just found that these processes tend to be more supportive kind of overall for a lot of different people.
Yeah, and I would not change what I did for so many years, and I really did enjoy it, and it was very helpful to me. But I'm now kind of the testament in that I don't need the same things all the time anymore. And where my neck used to be, because of whiplashes when I was learning to drive as a teenager and things that messed up, I used to always need neck adjustments and always, you know, have stiff necks or issues and so forth. And I can't even remember the last time that I felt something in my neck or that you even had to do anything. So it's things like that I really notice now have things balanced and stabilized in my body.
And also my experience of doing this kind of chiropractic before I started to use sound and after I started to use sound as a support has also made a huge difference in terms of people stabilizing. So it's also their, you know, it's also how they're vibrating and changing those patterns, those energetic patterns that hold people in a structural pattern. So, you know, we look at the bigger picture of that. I look at what's going on in their energy field as well that keeps them repeating in that place. So it's looking beyond the sort of bony structure part to the part of your body that communicates with the subtle energy fields and with a greater field. And all of that is part of how you bring that kind of stabilization into play.
And I can certainly say that it works. All right, folks. So Mike has returned. The phones and the system has been rebooted. We've got Lisa back on the line, and so the phone lines are open. So if you have been one of our callers that have been trying to get through, it's time to line back up. Local number 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. So now, everybody, let's think positive here. Clear, solid phone line. Let's bring back Lisa. Welcome to Animal World. Good morning again, Lisa.
Good morning, Martha. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you, but that echo is still there. Now, I'm assuming your radio is off.
Yes, everything is turned off.
And you're not on speakerphone.
Nope, I'm not on speaker.
Okay, Mike, what do you want to do?
I think our phone system is crashing.
Can I really fast?
Pardon me?
Or can you not hear me?
Well, and I can hear you. Okay, so you think the phone system's crashing, okay?
Yeah.
So we just do the best we can. So,
yeah, or not take calls. Your decision.
Well, we'll see how it goes. I mean, I don't want to not take calls, so we just may have to bear with us, folks, and if it sounds a little weird like they're underwater, we'll just pretend they are. Okay, so Lisa, go ahead.
Okay. Well, hi, my name is Lisa, and I'm from Chehalis, Washington, and I'm calling. We have a group. It's called Washington Horn Defense Council. We're on Facebook. We also have email.
You said Washington Foreign?
Horse.
Oh, Washington Horse.
Yeah, Horse Defense Coalition.
Uh-huh.
And what our group is trying to do is to get laws passed in every state to stop horses and girls, any kind of equine, from getting shipped to Canada or to Mexico to get slaughtered. Chapman University has found that they've found a small percentage of equine meat in our meat that we eat here in the United States. And as we all know, horses are given a lot of different kinds of medicines, such as deworming medicine, you know, et cetera, that is, that cows can't get because it's not for human consumption. And we've been fighting this for like 20 years, so we really need the public health help because it is going to be a public health problem once it does get into our hamburgers and our processed meat.
Oh, okay, I see. So you're not calling to have a session with Jude and Paul. You're just calling to bring this to our attention?
bring it to your attention, get it out there, and if, especially if there's anything you all could help us with, you know, you could definitely reach
your parents. Absolutely. So, Lisa, have you got something to write with?
Yes, I do.
Okay. In case you don't know, I do a regular show, usually the first Sunday of the month, unless I have something special scheduled. But usually the first Sunday of the month is what I call Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. So all I do during those shows is do interviews with, you know, rescues and sanctuaries and, you know, organizations that are doing good for animals. So what I'm going to do is give you my phone number. And what I want you to do is call me, and we'll arrange to have you on the show the first Sunday of March.
Okay. Oh, that would be awesome.
And I'll give you the feature interview slot, and then you can tell us all about what you're doing. Sound good?
That sounds perfect.
All right. So
what's your number?
The phone number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. And you just call, leave a message, I'll get back to you, and we'll schedule you for an interview on the first Sunday of March, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And
you're welcome.
Thank you for your show.
And I look forward to talking to you more about this situation.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. Okay, well, so we know Lisa's line wasn't that great. How about, looks like, oh, how fun, one of our former call screeners, Jude and Paul, you know Aji.
Oh,
and
cool.
Aji's on the line, so let's go to line two. Aji in Seattle, welcome
Hi.
To Animal World. Hey, Aj, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
I'd obviously like, a little help with something, but I'm doing decently well, and it's good to... hear you guys all on the radio.
Yeah, so we're getting a little echo. I think it's best if you hold as still as you can.
Wait a minute. Okay. And I turned my radio down. I'm going to just turn it off.
Yeah, that would be better.
But what happened is I was trying to... Here's an unrelated food item I was going to tell Prescott about, and I haven't found it yet. I'll just do that later.
Okay.
But of course, the Kindle popped on as soon as you answered me on the phone.
All right. Well, so what can Jude and Paul do for you?
Well, what I'm calling about is, and by the way, I just want to let you both know, hi, a long time ago you gave me a treatment at your place, and I wrote you a postcard saying thanks, but I didn't have your address. I just want to thank you. I really, really appreciate that.
So you enjoyed being in the gong room?
Yes.
Isn't that fabulous?
Yes. Yes.
All right, so awesome. What's going on today, Aj?
Well, what's going on today, it's not a new thing. It's a kind of chronic thing, but it's like some tight fascial tissue that goes through the left side of the back of my head and the jaw and the throat and down through the throat area into my chest and farther down my left side. I've been working with it for years. It gradually is getting better, but I go through really pretty severe pain, and then some of it will release. I just thought perhaps some assistance.
Okay, well, Jude's already working. Looks like you're doing the big ohm forks. Is she grounding?
Yeah, she's starting with her grounding, and then she's going to go to the Yang Chao, which is an extraordinary vessel, a young heel vessel that works with, especially with patterns that show up on one side of the body. And it helps to kind of open up and balance the two parts of the body so that it's you don't have so much stuck. A lot of times the stuck stuff on one side of the body is from old patterns, old injury patterns or old emotional patterns or that kind of thing. So she kind of opened it up, and now she's doing a Saturn and Chiron to do kind of structural stabilizing and healing. The other thing I'm picking up, Jude, is something stuck in the gallbladder channel.
So let's do the dye first and then.
Okay. So we're going to do the belt vessel, belt or girdle vessel, the in Chinese they call the dai mai, to open that up, because the opening point for this channel is actually a gallbladder point, and so it helps to kind of clear stuff. And now we're using Jupiter and zodiac. Jupiter has a specific correspondence in astrological medicine to the liver and gallbladder, and then the zodiac is a dispersing energy, so it's kind of clearing old stuck energy in the gallbladder system. And this doesn't mean there's anything wrong with Aji's gallbladder. It's just the channel that is responsible for balancing and keeping everything going. 34. Yeah, okay, and then she's going down to a point below the knee on the outside of the leg, gallbladder 34, which is a point for kind of releasing connective tissue and fascia and all of that in the whole body.
Are you feeling anything, Ash? Is there work?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, okay.
And it feels really nice.
Ah, yay.
All of it. And some of what you're saying kind of cross and confirms right along with the acupuncture I've been doing.
Oh, okay, good. And Jude's also doing a point that's a strengthening point that helps to build energy, stomach 36, which is also kind of in the same neighborhood as the last point she did. This one is more for building energy and supporting the immune system and supporting digestion and all of that as well.
Wow.
So it looks like there's a little more to go. She's in higher frequency ohms now.
Yeah, we're kind of running over the area and clearing out the field.
I'm feeling my heart opening up more now too. I felt a lot of other stuff I didn't mention. It just is, I really feel like I'm opening. I feel more three-dimensional now.
Oh, now you're getting a bowl. You're getting kind of a small to medium size here. I love the Tibetan bowls.
More yes. fifth dimensional here now.
Fifth dimensional? All right.
Okay.
I just love the bowls.
Yeah, the Tibetan bowls are amazing. The overtones create a kind of affecting the spaces in between the vibratory energies.
Ooh, Jude's getting the chimes out, the Mars and Venus chimes. These are really cool.
Mm. Oh. These are new to me.
Yeah, so this is balancing yin and yang, and it also, Venus has a correspondence to the kidneys, especially the kidney yin, but the kidneys in general, and Mars has a correspondence, among other things, to the kidney yang energy.
Yeah, those chimes are really neat. Oh, now you're getting the Tibetan bell now. You're getting all kinds of stuff, Aj.
This is wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Tibetan bell goes back to the void, back to the field, back to the source of all creation. So it gets out of duality and into oneness. And that's good.
All right. So it's, you feel complete for today.
I do.
All right. So Aj, notice what's different.
Oh, I do notice what's different.
You already feel it.
Oh, yes. I've been feeling it since about 30 seconds in.
All right. Excellent. All right. Well, let us know how you're doing. And you know Dr. Nels is in next week, so you might want to call for a reboot with him.
Okay. I wanted to also quickly ask, did they pick up anything related to possibly a past life that's resonating in this, or just stuff from this life?
I didn't get anything really frank about it, but
Jude's looking.
Jude's kind of checking in.
Yeah.
Kind of not necessarily past life, but intergenerational.
Yeah.
So maybe...
Like my random?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 generations back, father's side, female relative, and we can just take and...
All right, so Jude's gone. She's grabbing something here. Oh, big bowl now. See, so sometimes, folks, you need to know what you need to ask the right questions.
Yes.
And so that was good question, Aji, and it took Jude to something that she could do here. And of course, and so a multi-generational
wow.
thing. Are you feeling that?
Well, yes, and wow, yes, something. Yeah.
Right, so I just saw a pattern that goes back in that place, and so the bowl shifted the pattern, and what often happens is that then changes the resonance through the intergenerational mm-hmm. energy.
So you know, it isn't necessarily past life stuff, but we are very connected to our genetic lineage and stuff can come down.
And energy moves through that part of the DNA that's not necessarily the sequenced nucleotide bases. Like 97% of our DNA is what they call junk DNA, which is really not junk at all. It's resonance with our becoming. And as we change, as we expand, our dimensional capacities, lots of that lights up. And so these intergenerational things can come through that way. They can also actually affect the expression of the actual gene expression. So there's a lot of different ways that can have effects, but changing those energy patterns can change a lot of stuff.
Yeah, the epigenetic connection can be at a, it's not, as Jude said, not in the sequencing so much as it is in the energetic patterns that can translate from generation to generation.
And also in how the genes that are there express themselves, because not all genes that are present are expressed.
And this can relate to other dynamic patterns that come down through family, too, besides physical structure.
Absolutely. All kinds of patterns.
Well, we have some of those.
All right,
everybody does.
Hoping this helps, and we know that you're feeling it already, so pay attention to what's different and check in with us next week.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
Good to hear from you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Okay.
All right, folks, that opens up a line for you at 425-373-5527 or toll-free 1-888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. We're going to take care of advertisers. And then Diane, Donna, Cassie, we'll get to you guys next. Animal World continues with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. It's Harmonic Energy and Shifting Day and free remote treatments on the air for you, your animal friends, your businesses, your property, whatever. We're here, and we will continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Is your beloved pet limping in pain or even becoming paralyzed? I'm Dr. Nels, and I have a passion for animals and their people. When you've tried everything for your pet but nothing has worked, I'm the one to call. I can help your pet get their happy, active life back without drugs or surgery. For a free consultation with me, go to healingministryforanimals.com and click the free report button now. That's healingministryforanimals.com. I can't wait to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2000. 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle are in the house. It's a harmonic energy shifting Sunday, and they're doing free remote treatments for you, for your animal friends, clearings for your home or business or property or, you know, kind of whatever. Phone lines are all full right now, and I've got an email in the pile. So here's the deal. We are going to just do the best we can with our phones the way they are today. And so I'm going to ask you to kind of speak slowly and hold still when you're talking to us. And know that I'm not trying to be rude, but we're going to keep the caller talk to a minimum so we don't get a lot of that echo stuff. And so hopefully that's going to work, and you'll bear with us. So let's try another call here. We're going to Bellevue. And Diane, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. I'm calling for my son's cat, Ming.
Son's cat, and the cat's name is Ming?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. What's going on with Ming?
Okay. Ming has a tumor on her jaw. I called him when Dr. Bill was there also. But
oh, that's right.
Yeah. So wondering if Jude and Paul could maybe help Ming out a little bit more.
Okay. What does Ming look like?
She looks like a Siamese mix.
Okay. Are you able to connect? Okay, Jude's smiling. So she's got Ming. All right. So Jude's tuning in right now, and so is Paul. And
yeah, there's two cats, but this is the Siamese-looking one.
So is it on the right side?
Is the tumor on the right side of the cat's face?
I thought it was on the left side,
okay,
but I may have
it wasn't clear,
remembered
so.
It.
Yeah, Jude wasn't clear, she said, so she just wanted to make sure. So we think it's on the left side.
Chiron.
All right, so she's starting with some forks here.
Okay.
Well, and I think first the opening. I think first with.
So it looks like we're getting an ohm and a new moon. Is that what we've got?
Yeah,
there?
To kind of open up and opening up that side, and maybe going to the Hugu point.
Well, was your son able to get any immune support for the kitty from Dr. Bill?
He was, and he talked to Dr. Bill.
Excellent.
Bill put a note in there to call him, so he did, and the cat is actually taking the supplements, he said.
Excellent, excellent. All right, that's wonderful.
Yeah, disguised in food, of course.
Yeah, yeah. but sometimes it can be tricky to get cats to eat stuff. That you want him to, but
too.
That's excellent. So let's see. Jude finished with the opening with the ohm and new moon. Now it looks like Chiron and Mars. That's an interesting combination.
Well, Mars has a correspondence to the head in general.
Ah.
Also, so this is kind of just a general energetic.
And Chiron being the wounded healer.
Well, and also connection, the human-animal connection.
Uh-huh.
Right, because he was half human and half horse, right?
Right.
A centaur.
Centaur, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, half human, half horse?
Yeah. On Pluto. So we're doing Pluto...
with Chiron.
Which is, yeah. So transformation, Pluto has to do with transformation.
Well, that sounds good.
Also with tumors.
With tumors, right. So kind of, you're kind of working generally in the field over the area of where the tumor is. And then going to Nibiru, which is creating a new matrix so that the old pattern can leave and a new pattern can emerge.
All right, that sounds like a good thing.
Stomach 36.
Okay, and then stomach 36 to help.
Now, is that a point or a meridian?
It's a point. Stomach 36 is a point on the stomach meridian.
Right. Okay, I'm trying to get more technical and understand these things.
Well, it's a point on the leg. It's about a hand breadth below the knee and on people, and about an inch lateral to the tibial crest. On animals, it's, of course, closer than that.
Right.
And that's building up energy for healing and helping the immune system. And
oh, now we get a Chiron chime.
Yeah.
These chimes are really neat. You know, maybe when we have break, you can hold up the chimes and I can get a picture of the chimes that I can put up on Facebook, and then you can have a picture so I can describe them to you. But the sound is pretty incredible, but they have an unusual look to them. They're like, they're more than a foot long and maybe an inch in diameter all the way around, but like they're like a long square that's open in the middle. But hard to describe. So help me remember.
Instead of being round like a wind chime, they're square. You know.
Yeah.
And you know, empty.
And then Jude hits them with
a mallet.
With a mallet, like she does the bowls. But help me remember to get a photograph when we in our next break, and so that I can put that up so you guys can see these chimes, because they're really quite wonderful.
Yeah, we only brought three, but.
You have a lot of different ones.
Yeah, we have one for each planet.
One for each planet.
Yeah.
So I think we have the Mars and Venus, which are the red. Mars is red, Venus is pink, and then the Chiron is green. A bright green.
Yeah.
Now they're getting the Tibetan bell here for the kitty. For Ming, kitty.
Well, they're actually making me feel better, too.
Hey! That's good. We like to hear that.
Ming always reminds me of Flash Gordon, Ming the Merciless.
Oh.
That was one of the characters.
So, I think Jude's...
I'm actually picking up another pattern in the field, and it's kind of a triangular shaped pattern. And what I feel like I want to do is just invert the triangle.
So she's picking up some kind of triangular feel energy in the field of Ming.
So the place that I'm, when you said that, the place I was getting was sort of off to the left side at about third chakra on the back. I don't know where you're...
That's where you're seeing the triangle, Paul?
I'm not seeing triangle, I'm seeing
the energy pattern.
Yeah, kind of a tangled energy pattern.
And Jude's using the high-frequency ohm forks.
Yeah, this is a high-octave ohm fork. These are one octave and two octaves higher than the regular ohm fork that we use. And then
I'm wanting to use
and
the
then
solar.
She's...
Oh, got the the sun.
Right. So this is
sun,
ohm and sun. This is a solar seventh, a high solar seventh interval.
So all of this, you're working in the
field. Yeah, I'm bringing.
And over, I'm really working here with the immune system.
Yeah, creating
sun is really
creating coherence in the field and the energy patterns.
And it's kind of, it's really, so what I felt when I did that is a really big expansion of Ming's energy field, which is really good because it'll allow stuff to to move out.
Wonderful.
Well, it also allows more access to the field for healing.
For different kind of, because there's different possibilities and potentials in the field. So this is a bigger access to that. And that feels done to me.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, Diane. So June and Paul have done what they can for Ming this week.
Wonderful.
And,
Thank you.
You'd be a great one to call in again next week. So after all this work that Jude and Paul have done energetically with Ming, and you have got the week to settle in.
And it really feels like it wants Dr. Nels.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so you feel like Dr. Nels would be really good.
Yeah.
Okay, so Diane, you be sure and call back next Sunday so Dr. Nels can continue.
Perfect.
With Ming.
I will do that.
Okay?
Thank you.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World.
And the sound is getting better, by the way.
Well, not from our perspective. Mike is not, you know, and you got to understand, when Mike is a perfectionist and things have to be really great. So unfortunately, Mike's not a happy camper, but we just are having to do the best we can.
Well, thank you so much for still taking calls.
You're welcome. Thanks, Diane. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to have everybody hold on so we can get back on schedule, take care of our advertisers. And let's see, Donna, you're next, and then Cassie and Sandy. One line open at 425-373-5527. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, organ nutrition expert Nora Gedgaudez, author of Primal Fat Burner, shares why her proven method of eating can help you look better, live longer, feel stronger. And we'll talk with Sarah Bennett, co-author of F-Love, One Shriek's sensible advice for finding a lasting relationship. Tune in Mondays at noon Pacific time and follow Vicki on Twitter at Vicki St. Clair.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already. But let's see, we have tried to get as many phone calls in as we can before we reached the top of the hour. All righty then. Remember, we're just putting up those best we can with the phone system so we can serve you folks. And we are heading to Monroe. We're out to my town. Donna, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Thank you.
Hey, Donna, what's up?
Well, I feel like my body, mind, and emotions have been stuck in a very low vibration for a long, long time. I know that I absorb others' emotions, and a lot of negative is happening, so my body feels like no low energy.
Yeah, this is not a good time to be an empath and feeling what's going on energetically.
It's more family stuff, and I'm the go-to person, and I feel like I can't operate or function.
Well, Jude's tuned in, and looks like she's starting, with Om and Earth Day. What's she doing there, Paul?
Well, we're working in the field. What popped up, I think, for both of us was that there's the energetic field, the subtle field around the body is not filtering out information coming from the outside, which is part of its job, and that's why she gets sort of, I guess, I don't know if overwhelmed is the right word, but gets a lot of energy in that she's not processing effectively, or that's causing anxiety or that kind of thing.
That sounds very accurate.
Okay. And then the other thing, Jude, is I think the Chong.
And the Yin Cha.
Okay.
For overwhelm.
Yin Cha?
No, that's Yang Cha for overwhelm.
Okay.
Yang Cha.
Chong first.
Yeah, Chong first. The Chong, among other things, deals with intergenerational patterns, with family patterns and all of that. So
it sounds like that's Donna's dealing with a lot of that, said.
Yeah, well, she mentioned that. That's why we kind of chose that one. Again, strengthening the Chong.
And is that a...
it's an extraordinary vessel.
Yeah, right now. Okay.
Yeah, it's called the penetrating vessel in Chinese medicine. It's actually the first of the embryologically, it's the first vessel that forms in the body. All the other ones sort of emerge out of that one.
Hmm. So now she's using Chiron and Nibiru, it looks like, on the same thing.
Yeah, reformatting those old patterns.
Well, now an Om.
Now you're going to go to the Yang Chao. The Yang Chao, this is for, as Jude mentioned, for kind of sensation of feeling overwhelmed, of too much information coming in and not being able to sort things out. And now for stabilizing, using Saturn in the full moon, which will help to stabilize the emotional level.
Nurture.
You feeling anything, Donna?
I'm feeling a need to take deep breaths, so that's what I'm...
Well, deep breathing would be good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Jude's going to do the heart chakra here with Mars and Venus to help balance the yin and yang on the heart chakra. Part of the thing that happens with what you're describing is... not being able to stay in the moment. And so, you know, you're either kind of worrying about things that have happened or worrying about things that might happen. And then that's why the breathing helps, because the breathing brings you back into that that state of being in the here and now. And Jude's doing grounding, deep grounding with the two low...
The two low arms now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
all right, and here comes the bulls. Oh, I'm getting a couple of bulls now for you, Donna. So Paul's going to hold the bigger one, and Jude's got the medium one. Oh, that's a nice sound. Love these bulls. I play my Tibetan bowl. And my Ting Shas and my crystal, one of my crystal singing bowls, every morning. I just love them. Lovely. And whoops. Yay. You get the chimes too, so you're getting the Mars and Venus chimes.
And again, just balancing yin and yang, keeping things balanced.
I just love the sound from the chimes is different, and I really like it.
Yeah, these are actually smaller. We've got some of the chimes in the set are
larger. Yeah, I remember that from seeing, you know, in the office.
Yeah.
Of course, see, we're limited here because they can only haul so much stuff. But when you go to the Whispering Dragon Center, man, they've got all kinds of stuff they can use.
So again, I'm getting an intergenerational pattern in the field.
So an intergenerational pattern in the field.
Right. So she was talking about intergenerational stuff, and there's still something hanging out.
There's still something
in
up there.
Field, and it feels like what I want to do is kind of dissolve it. So I'm going to use
Neptune
and Ohm.
Yeah.
Now you're working in the field again.
Yeah.
Looks like unwinding a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you probably can't hear these forks very well.
Yeah, you don't hear the vibration on these forks. But they're working. And I get a pretty good feel for what I'm watching, Jude. Now she switched the Ohm fork for the Chiron fork. Chiron and Neptune now.
Right, so I'm getting that sort of spatial clairvoyance movement stuff.
So this, when she talks about spatial clairvoyance, this is seeing a pattern it's kind of an entangled pattern, and then using these forks to kind of find the source of where the entanglement is and pulling that out and then untangling it. And sometimes you have to do two or three sort of layers of that to get it all.
Feels pretty good.
Okay.
All right. So, Donna.
Awesome.
You're done for today. And again, now does it feel like, you know, Donna, you want to notice what's different. It can take some days for all of this to settle out.
Right.
But
it's a process. It is a process sort of as it manifests, it is a process to unwind itself. So just pay attention to anything that feels different, even if it doesn't seem to relate to exactly what you started out feeling.
And then reboot with Dr. Nails next week?
Sure.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a regular meditation practice, it would be good to do like daily, even a short, 15 or 20 minute meditation.
So are you a meditator, Donna?
I have done meditation, and I've gotten away from it. I went to a little class earlier this week. I know in my intellectual, I know that would be helpful. I felt so stuck. I'm not doing anything.
Meditation, especially with one as with your sensitivities, mm-hmm. there isn't anything better than meditation.
Yeah.
And then it really, you might want to come with me to Ananda. You know, the last Sunday of the month, I go to the Ananda Meditation Temple in Bothell.
Oh,
it's not too far from Monroe.
Yeah.
Check out anandawashington.org.
Yeah.
Fabulous meditation classes, but I'll tell you, with your sensitivity, you might want to really look in to Kriya Yoga. Now, you got to go through some stuff to be able to do that, to prepare for it. But with all the, especially the people we've been talking to today with the genetic...
Intergenerational
stuff. Yeah. The Kriya is the airplane route to burning karma. And so it's just huge. So, no, I would be happy and would love to welcome you to Ananda. And like I said, when we do the encore presentations the last Sunday of the month, that's so I can go to temple.
I see. I can look online. Just
yeah, anandawashington.org. And the purification ceremony starts at 9 a.m., the service at 10. But they also have great meditation classes.
Okay. I'm going to get online and take a look at that.
All righty. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
And call
Thank
us next week for Dr. Nils, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Donna. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Take care.
All right. Let's at least get started with our next caller. Let's head to Bothell And Cassie, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Hi.
Hey, Cassie.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, well, we're doing good. What can Jude and Paul do for you?
I was wondering if Jude and Paul could help balance my energy and my cat's body's energy.
And your cat's name is what?
Spotty.
Spotty. And what color is Spotty?
She's black and white, and right now she's about 3 or 4 feet away from me.
Okay. Anything specific going on with her?
She seems really tired, sometimes kind of cranky, and sometimes she yowls.
Okay. You sound kind of tired.
Yeah, I do. You know, I've been feeling kind of down.
Okay. So anything specific you want to tell Jude and Paul about for you? But Jude's already working. Are you working on Cassie or the cat?
Both.
Working on both Cassie and Spotty.
Balancing heart chakra energy between the two of them.
Okay. All right, so both of you are getting work done together, Cassie.
Oh, how nice.
You've got that human-to-animal connection going there with the Chiron.
Right, and specifically for the...
Earth Day and
This is a joint stomach 36.
Okay, so Jude's doing stomach 36, which is the point we were talking about in earlier calls that helps with building energy, and we're doing...
That's a run down below to the side of the knee, right?
Yeah, it's a little below the knee and next to the tibia. So Jude's doing both Spotty and you.
You know that energy, you know, that point, that you know, below the knee and to the side of the tibial crest. That's something where you've told me how to use that point for energy and what forks to use, and I've done it with me. And I've done it for a friend of mine.
Right.
Man, it really makes a huge difference.
Yeah, it's probably the most used point in acupuncture just because it's so powerful and does so much. So what do you...
All right, now we've got Mars and Venus.
Oh, okay. So Mars and Venus, again, working on heart chakra here. For both Cassie and Spotty.
Well, it sounds that it worked very well for you to work on both of them together, but it sounds like the two are very connected and that Spotty may be processing some of Cassie's stuff.
Yeah, there's at least, in the field between the two of them that they're affecting one another. So you're doing what?
So, like Ren 4 and then UB 23 on both of them.
Okay.
Ren 4 and UB23, whatever that is.
Yeah, these are both points that affect the kidney energy.
Ah.
And again, this isn't that there's necessarily any problem with the kidney organ. It's the kidney energy, which has to do with, it's kind of the battery for the whole body and has to do with, lots of things, fear energy and that kind of thing.
Oh, so now we're in the field.
Yeah, doing around the field, doing the... It looks like she's doing...
Sun and Om.
Yeah, solar seventh here to activate and to bring in light, bring in sunlight.
Yeah, and I think for you too, Cassie, after a week of being able to process this energy for you and Spotty, it would be good for you to call in next week with Dr. Nels, because then he can reboot you both.
I'm getting Pua, Jude.
That sounds very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, so we'll look forward to hearing from you next. Oh, you get the Pua. You have ferry boats coming to town. Actually, the ferry boat's headed to Bothell, and Kathy and Spotty. I just love that. Isn't that just ferry boat? It is to me. All right, we are about out of time for this hour. Do we need to have Cassie hang around?
I don't think so. We're almost done here, and it'll continue.
All right, Cassie, they're gonna finish up as we close out hour number two, fire up hour number three. But remember to pay attention to what's different and call us next week so Dr. Nels can reboot you both. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Martha.
You're welcome. God bless you, Cassie. Thanks for calling Animal World. All right, everybody, stay right where you are. We're going to... Oh, and I'm going to get a picture of these chimes. So we're going to close out hour number two, fire up hour number three, and then we're going to Sandy and Phyllis and Kathy, and one line will be open shortly. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.